Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 19, 1952, the issue of traffic accidents on the roads of this island was the focus of an article published in the Barbados Advocate. The source of the article was based on information cited in the annual report on the organization and administration of the Barbados Police Force for the year 1951 and published as a supplement to the Official Gazette. The writer was categorical in defending the report, stating, and I quote, "The report is a comprehensive one and ought to be studied by all those persons who sometimes express opinions about the police force, which are based on hearsay," end quote. The writer continued, and I quote, "But the report provides facts about traffic accidents which need to be brought home to all road users and especially to the drivers of motor cars, lorries, and omnibuses," end quote. The frequency of traffic accidents between 1949 and 1951 was sufficiently alarming to compel the writer to bring public attention to what was the creation of a menacing situation for road users. During these years, traffic accidents almost doubled from 600 in 1949 to under 1,200 in 1951. The number of driver's licenses issued in 1949 stood at 9,610, while in 1951 there was an increase to 12,098. As the number of persons licensed to drive continued to increase, by 1951, some 5,960 mechanically powered vehicles were using the roads of Barbados. Fatalities due to traffic accidents were also on the rise. In seeking solutions to an obviously unsustainable situation, the writer opined that while the report made no correlation between accidents and infrequent use of the road, the subject seemed worthy of investigation because if it could be proven that a large number of accidents were due to the excessive issuing of licenses over the number of vehicles on the road, then the solution could be to reduce the number of licenses being issued. It was also suggested that those drivers who used the roads infrequently might not have enough experience to form good driving habits, thus creating a problem. Improper overtaking was cited as the greatest single cause of accidents in 1951, and although this, the writer stated, quote, "is also a regular sin of the experienced road hog," end quote. Sounds familiar? Other categories mentioned as causes were negligence and pedestrian heedlessness of traffic, which the writer contended, quote, "must also imply a certain heedlessness on the part of drivers with regard to pedestrians," end quote. Two other major causes cited were misjudging clearance and failing to keep left, end quote. On this day, August 19, 1952, the report on traffic accidents was an eye-opener, as the mode of transportation on the island was gradually shifting toward motorized transport, while drivers seemingly struggled to acclimatize to this change, compromising road safety in the process.